I'm back outside today. I wanted to say this. Give me liberty or give me death. Do you know who spoke those words? Patrick Henry declared it to the Second Virginia Convention in 1775. Patrick was one of our country's founding fathers. He was a lawyer, a patriot, and one of the great leaders of the American Revolutionary War. The words, give me liberty or give me death, were spoken in a powerful moment when Henry was convincing delegates to secede from Britain and fight for liberty and freedom. We've come a long way since 1775. As a country, we celebrate our independence, yet still we have a long way to go as the fight for liberty and freedom continues in so many ways. Liberty is the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. When anyone feels restricted or oppressed, liberty is threatened. So we fight for it. We want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are our three unalienable rights that our Declaration of Independence says have been given to all humans by their Creator and which governments are created to protect. I believe Patrick Henry's words resonate with us all. We want to be free. We would rather die than not be free. But can we be deceived and even tempted by the illusion of freedom? After all, wasn't it liberty in a way that the serpent tempted Adam and Eve with? In Genesis 3, saying, "Surely you'll not die. God knows the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, you'll be fully awake, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." Adam and Eve's disobedience to God was the pursuit of what they thought to be their right, their liberty, and freedom to do as they choose, which then actually led to the bondage of sin and death for all humanity. The deception was in the lure of what they pridefully thought they deserved, to be like God. Scary to think how easily we can be deceived by what we believe to be our rights or freedoms we deserve. It drives me to know the truth and cling to it tighter than ever. I want to be sure the things I pursue, fight for, and believe in are leading me to true freedom in Christ and the abundant life that is only found when I lay my life and rights down. What are the things God wants me to pursue that lead to true liberty? 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. More than life, liberty, and the pursuit of my happiness or my desires, I want to pursue the things of God. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness are the things worth fighting for. It's an eternal focus that doesn't revolve around me or the demands of culture. All nations, all races should be free. We are all created in the image of God. That fight for justice and freedom on this side of heaven is worthy, but true liberty and freedom can only be found in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. That's the truth. Today, pursue more of the things of God than the sometimes deceptive freedoms of this world. That's where true liberty is found. I'm Lori Klein.